This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. We've come to understand through a recent RCMP press release that there have been some fraudulent job postings happening in our community. We're with Corporal Jennifer Cooper at the RCMP detachment. Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit about the breakdown of how this scam or deception works? There's typically a check being sent to the individual who has supposedly successfully gotten this job position. And how does that work?
Yeah, so if I was the potential person seeking a job, I would answer the ad and say, yes, please hire me. They'd say, okay, what we're going to do first is send you a check. We need you to cash it. And they'll give you some sob story about why they're unable to cash the check on their end. They'll send you the check, you agree, sure, I can cash that for you. You cash it in your bank. You then e-transfer them back some money, or perhaps send it in the mail, send a bulk of the cash back to them, and too late for you or the bank to do anything about it. You find out that that was a fraudulently cashed check, and you are now out all of that money that you cashed into your bank account in the first place.
Do you know where they're coming from? Are they originating from Prince George itself, or does it seem to be that they're targeted at our community?
It would seem that they're more targeted at our community. These job posts were found on online job posting websites, so the original poster, the person looking for an employee, could be anywhere, and they just happen to be targeting Prince George with some of their advertising or where they're spending their dollars currently to have these jobs pop up.
What is the nature of these job descriptions? Is there a particular role that people are presumably looking to fill, or are they, you know, every position under the rainbow?
I don't think there's been any pattern to them, likely more online or nothing with a concrete building. So you're not going to find someone from like a large retail outlet posting these jobs and then you getting sucked in fraudulently. Although on the Canadian Anti-Fraud website, there has been reports of some things like that happening, but mostly this is going to be more, do you want to work from home or flexible work hours, much more ambiguous job ad.
So the communications and perhaps the interview process itself isn't being conducted in a brick and mortar setting in person necessarily.
That's correct. You'd likely more find these to be completely online based application and job acceptance kind of orientations, that sort of thing. So we're just wanting the public to know that you shouldn't accept any funds into your bank account or accept a check to deposit if it hasn't come from someone you personally know, friend or a relative that you're on very good terms with. Please don't accept anything into your bank account because you could be being used as what's called a money mule. So to launder that money on behalf of perhaps organized crime or someone with criminal intent. So we want to make sure that we are not accidentally getting looped into that kind of scheme on the basis of looking for a job.
What kind of recourse is there if you happen to fall prey to a scam like this?
Unfortunately, aside from alerting your bank that it's happened and reporting it to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, if you are out money, also reporting it to your local police, there is not much that anyone can do. Usually these fraudsters are located overseas, very difficult to track back where they were located originally from. So it is, unfortunately, you're going to just be out that money.
If I were to suspect that a job posting I find online or out in the world is indeed fraudulent, how would I best report that if I suspect that it is fraudulent or if I indeed have been a victim of such a fraud?
So those are two different kind of scenarios. Okay. If you apply to one of these jobs and they ask you to take money into your account in any manner, check or e-transfer without you having done any work. So you're not being paid for work that you've done. This isn't a paycheck. This is just a favor they're asking of you before you've completed work. Stop right there. That's going to be one of these kind of dog and pony shows. Report that to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre right away. So if you've not accepted any money, you've stopped it at that level, all you have to do is report it to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. if you've gone ahead and accepted the money into your account, and now you have the bank telling you that that was a fraudulent check or a fraudulent e-transfer, then you would have to report it to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, but as well report it to your local police.
We refer now to an expert on job postings and seeking employment at the WorkBC Centre, Prince George Clayley Tenay. Here's Regional Manager Bev Schwartz.
Do you have any tips on how someone would spot a job description that might not be legitimate?
Yeah, I mean, it can be difficult, definitely, to spot that kind of job description today that isn't legitimate, because there is all the bot advertisings and stuff like that, too, that look really original. I would say some red flags I think you could watch out for, as you said, if the job listing's too good to be true. That's definitely one. So that's kind of meaning that you see the job lead and maybe it's offering a really high salary with no education or work experience needed. That, I would say, is probably too good to be true. Most job leads, if you are in the higher salary expectations, they do require some training, some education, some certifications. So that's definitely one. Another red flag I think you could probably watch for is the communication of the job lead. Does it seem like it's unprofessional? Are there spelling mistakes in it? Is there poor grammar? Stuff like that. That's definitely a red flag, because proper job descriptions do not have those. And I guess lastly, I would say, does a job lead seem suspicious? Follow your gut. Your gut instinct is usually correct. So for example, maybe you were answering a job lead and the employer, if they discuss any type of transferring of monies at all before you're hired, that's a good chance it's definitely a fraud. I would report it to our local police for sure, just to be safe. But no employer would ask for monies up front.
Corporal Jennifer Cooper of the Prince George RCMP corresponds with similar advice.
As tempting as that would be to accept, especially if you've maybe gone through a prolonged period of unemployment, money is getting a little tight, this seems like a really good benefit to you, stop right there. Trust your gut. If it's too good to be true, it likely is, and we need to stop and take a second thought, maybe even phone a friend, say, hey, what do you think about this? Do you think this is legitimate? Do you think this is a legitimate thing I should be doing? Talk it over with someone, because once you get past that excitement of getting something for nothing, that's when that sober realization will hopefully kick in, when you realize perhaps there could be a reason it's so easy.
Desperation can get the better part of us sometimes.
Definitely. Yeah. If you have been the victim of a fraud like this, or any type of fraud where you have lost money, there definitely tends to be a hesitancy on the part of victims to come forward and report that they have been a victim, largely for a sense of embarrassment. We hate to say that we were taken and that we've lost money. I was duped over Christmas into buying something online that turned out to be a fraud, and it was embarrassing to admit, because I should have known better, and I didn't, because I didn't take that second to think about how good a deal it was and think about maybe it being fake. Try and work past that embarrassment and report it to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre and report it to your local police, because that's the only way that we can track where these are happening and know where to put our resources to best try and stop these things from happening again. So stop fraudsters from being able to continue to create more victims. And that it can be very, very difficult, but we need people to make sure they are coming forward so we know where to put our resources.
Yeah.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.